Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
All right, welcome back to the show. Joining us now, the great Seth Greenberg is with us from ESPN. What is tougher for you this time of the year? Being a basketball analyst on television, answering all these telephone calls, doing all those live hits, or doing press conferences as a head coach?
Oh, press conference is a lot easier. That means you made the tournament and you're having fun and your team's excited and you got at least a possibility. I mean, look, what I do is great. I mean, I love every second of it, but there's nothing better than, you know, basically having a vision for your team and then going out and executing it and then putting your guys in position to, you know, to play in a tournament, because that's what, you know, you think about the summers and you think about the fall and you think about the individual workouts and you think about all the things that go into the season. And this is the reward. The reward is chance to play in the tournament where, you know, if you play well, you advance. It's you know, it ends quickly, but it's an unbelievable feeling.
I don't know if you get asked this or not, but do you want to get back into it, or have you had enough? Because on television, you win every game, huh?
Oh, I'm undefeated. I am a genius. I mean, look, you miss it. You miss impacting someone's life. I mean, I think right. That's the, you know, like you look at like Jim, and you know, he's still touching people's lives. He's still helping build a bridge for others to cross to, you know, basically be successful in things that are bigger than basketball. Be great, you know, be great husbands, great fathers, you know, be successful in the next stage of their life. And you miss that. There's no doubt about it. You miss preparing. You know, there are things obviously you don't miss. But, you know, like at this stage, you know, if the right job, you never say no because the right thing opened up. But, you know, I'm going to be 67 years old. No one's hiring me. Although then I look at Larinaga. I'm young compared to that dude.
Well, you never know. Just some jobs are open, and you've got a nice proven track record. Let's go back to your analyst hat now. I saw where, you know, you put Miami in that 5-12, you know, that's that 5-12 upset game. University of Miami might be shorthanded.
Miami, but they ask for upsets.
Yes. Yeah. And they might be shorthanded. We don't know. Without Norchad, you know, I still think they got enough to get through that game. But it's a devastating injury for a lot of reasons.
Oh, my God. I'm going to tell you, Drake is a good basketball team. They're a very good defensive team. Tucker DeVries is a very good player. I call him Doug McDermott Light. Really good without the ball, can rebound the ball, can make shots. Roman Penna, an experienced point guard. Darnell Brody is a big physical kid that obviously, you know, obviously having Norchad would be huge to compete against him. They're a very good defensive team. It will be, you know, without Norchad, they're going to have to play really well. And I thought they played great in the ACC tournament when Norchad went out. I was so impressed with how they competed, because look, that could be deflating. I mean, see one of your guys that just, what a great, not only a great play, you could tell Norchad Amir is an ultimate teammate. You could see how much his players really like him and care about him, and how close they, you know, like Joe, I was down there to do that game, and you could see and feel a close-knit team. And there's no ego in that team. Everyone really respects each other. And the guys that don't play are excited for the guys that do play, which is so important. And, you know, let's face it, I mean, he's one of the best transfers in the country in terms of productivity and fit.
Seth, he said to me before the game, he said, I love playing tournaments. And I love playing against Duke. I love playing tournaments. And the injury happened right in front of me. He grabbed the ball with such ferocity, I thought he was going to squeeze the air out of it because he was so excited. And then when he went down, I thought to myself, this is what people don't understand sometimes. Sometimes you got to be lucky.
Yeah, for sure. You're sure. I mean, look, injuries are part of it. Think about this. Think about that side of the bracket. You know, you go right through that side of the bracket, you got Sasser getting hurt, you got Norchad getting hurt, you got Bona, who didn't play in the championship game, and you got McCullough, who didn't play in the championship game in the Big 12. You got four kids that just put their heart and souls into the season. And unfortunately, the chance to play for it, win a championship prior to the NCAA tournament was taken away due to injury. I mean, and that's the last thing, you know, even if you're competing, you know, if you're John Shire, if you're Texas Ronnie Terry, you see a kid go down on the other team, you want to play against them when they're full, but people don't understand. Coaches compete like hell against each other. But you understand the journey, and you understand what those kids go through, and you have empathy when a kid gets hurt at the end of the season. It's just, you know, it's heartbreaking because you know all that's been put into that moment in time.
If Miami is able to get through this first game, and I know it's going to be a tough challenge, let's say Indiana moves on, what would they be facing in Indiana?
Well, they're facing a team that has not shown the ability to validate wins, but when they do play well, they're awfully good. And they're playing a team that, you know, I would think, and maybe I'm wrong, I would think that Miller Trace Jackson Davis matchup will be terrific. I'm a big Jordan Miller fan. There's no doubt about it. But, you know, when they defend, they can push you out and turn you over when they defend. Now, they don't do it all the time. But when they defend, they can do that. Jalen Hood-Schifino is a physical downhill driver who's really good at the end of games. They've got pieces that complement him. Trey Galloway is a big-time shooter. Race Thompson complements Trace Jackson Davis, but you can still cross-match on that and put Jordan and then maybe the other big on Race Thompson. So that's where you're able to get matched up, per se. You got to take away Galloway's three, but they're not a great shooting team when they go to their bench. They're a good team, but they've been so stinking inconsistent. Like, it's hard to buy them because of their inability to validate wins. And, and they should be able to because they're an older team. You know, young teams may be one thing, you know, but older teams need to stay in the moment. And they haven't done a great job of staying in the moment.
What is Alabama, or how is Alabama going to navigate this tournament? They've got great players, obviously. They have the situation hanging over their heads. They almost can't get out of their own way from game to game on certain things. How do they get through this thing?
Yeah, they played their best basketball in the SEC tournament. They were dominating the SEC tournament. They really were. How do they do it? They compartmentalize. When something that tragic happens, you probably have to try to compartmentalize. They are so talented. I call them Noah's Ark to get to everything. I mean, it's incredible how deep they are. Brandon Miller is the best pro prospect in college basketball. He's a mixture between Paul George and Kevin Durant. He's special. But, you know, it's not just that. They got four legitimate big guys. Javon Quinterly is playing well for them now. But they have Jaden Bradley, who's a freshman, who's a big physical, kind of different, kind of a power guard. Rylan Griffin is a hybrid wing player. They just have a lot of guys that can make plays both sides. I tell people, like, how do you describe them? They can shoot the three. They get to the line. They shoot layups. They play with good spacing. But it's defensively that people don't understand how good they are. They run you off the three. They protect the rim. And, you know, they do a great job of rebounding the defensive end. They're a hard matchup now. You got to be physical with them. I just finished a sports center. Now, you know, my thing was, what type of teams bother them? Well, there's an 8-9 game. I actually think if West Virginia can beat Maryland, West Virginia, like a little bit like Oklahoma, depending on how the game's officiated, could give them a problem by just being really physical. West Virginia's a little bit better offensively than they've been in the past, but they still get to the line. They still offensive rebound. And if they can get Alabama in foul trouble, that would be an interesting game.
Mm-hmm. Who did you have? I think you had Texas, right, getting to the Final Four. One of your teams, you had Texas and Alabama.
Texas winning the Big 12 without Timmy Allen is really impressive. And they have terrific backcourt play. Marcus Carr has grown up. Sir Jabari Smith has got. Everyone talks about shot fake, but he's a really good basketball player. They can really defend. Dylan Disu is starting to get to the glass and scoring, giving them some scoring over the last, I think, six games, averaging about 14 points a game, which is really important, so they get a little inside scoring. They're a very good basketball team that plays really hard and old. You know, they got six seniors. That's how they survived everything that went on with there this year, is that they have a great – I've been around their team. I've sat and watched them practice multiple days. They've got a great locker room.
Do they give him the job when it's all said and done?
I mean, it seems – do they? I don't know Del Conte, but everyone says he won't do it. He'll try to hit a home run. But I think that Rodney Terry loves Texas. Those players will play for him. I think he'll be able to recruit. He's got a good staff. He's got to keep that staff together. Bob Donawald Jr. is a terrific coach. They've got a really good group of people. They do something really simple, and they did it when Chris Beard was there. Is they literally before practice walk the court, arms locked, going together. It's not an empty word. It's not a sign on a wall. It's that group is together. Their locker room. And like a guy that doesn't even play that much, Brock Cunningham is like the leader of the locker room because they all respect each other. Their locker room is really together. Very impressive.
We saw Tyrese Hunter last year in the Sweet 16 game for Iowa State. I thought he was great. He was a hell of a player.
Yeah, and now he's starting to score a little bit, but he can really guard the ball. So you got him guarding the ball. You got Carr guarding the ball. Timmy Allen plays really hard defensively. You know, they across the board, they really are committed on the defensive end. And they play with good pace, so they get some easy baskets. They're a very good team. You know, they're a very good team. Connecticut's a good team. They just got to take care of the basketball. I mean, they're up and down, but this tournament is going to be so unpredictable because no one has shown, or very few have shown, the ability to maintain a sense of urgency while executing.
Well, I'll leave you with this. Miami, when they became co-champions 2 weeks ago, had a hell of a scene inside the Wasco Center with a sellout crowd, Coach L cutting down the net, and Dan Radakovich was on with me. And I thought, somewhere Bill Foster must be smiling on this one, too.
Yeah, it's a long way from James L. Knight Center. There's no doubt about it. I just hope I hope someone was ready to catch Jim in case he fell off.
Let me tell you, there were thousands of fans. He could have body surfed. They definitely would have caught him. He is very, very well received here. All right, so I'm going to go from you to Gino Demari. How about that?
Oh, my man. He's the best. Tell him I say hello and tell him I'm thinking about him.
It's like the old days, the Hurricane Hotline. I have you on the show.
Got it.
All right. Thanks very much. Appreciate it.
I appreciate you, buddy. Thank you.
All right. Take care. All right. Seth Greenberg, join us. And we're going to move from college basketball to college baseball in about 15 seconds after we pause for station identification.